Hello?
Hi, is this Edward?
Yes.
Hi, Edward. It's Samantha Hayes from Penguin Book Writers Compliance Team. How are you doing today?
Okay, yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. We actually received a refund request from your end for the complete project. May I know the reason behind it? I got the gist of it. It's because of Don Rhodes, and he is terminated from the company already. And I saw that you were satisfied with the work as well. So I couldn't really understand what exactly is wrong at this point of time.
Well, I'll try and give it to you in a nutshell. From the very beginning, dealing with Don Rhodes, he tried to extract money from me in the very beginning by saying, "Oh, your book could be turned into a movie," and you know, I'm talking to people about, they're having a look at it, blah blah blah, and I said to him, "Don't bother," because I could see that it was a bit of a scam. And then constantly throughout this whole procedure, he was asking for money all the time, for insurance, for this, for that. And when I did finally agree to the insurance for $1,000, he took $1,200 out of my account. So this is what I've been dealing with. I mean, it's very disappointing, and you know, to have a company operating like this, I really don't see how you can be in business for too much longer if that's the way you go about your business. But just so you know, if you're not going to fully refund me, then I'm prepared to take legal action tomorrow morning, and I'll also take to social media. So, and it's not a threat. It's just that it's going to cost you a lot more than it's going to cost me.
Okay, Edward, I just want to go back a little, and I'm very sorry that you felt this way dealing with Don Rhodes. We had multiple complaints about him, and I'm being very honest with you. I'm being transparent with you right now, and I know that this may just, you know, backfire on me as well, but I don't believe that any relationship, whether it's professional or anything else, personal for that matter, nothing survives without transparency and honesty. So here am I being honest with you right now that he did these kind of things. He messed up. By the time we picked it up, we had an internal investigation going on, and by the time we figured this out, we decided to terminate him directly, because this is not tolerable. This is not the picture that we want to paint in front of our customers. And that is pretty much it, you know. To be very honest, Edward, we are nothing without our customers, right? And if we are going to do these kind of things with our customers, then where do we stand? I mean, I do not see any future for any company who chooses to operate in that manner, right? So what I'm trying to tell you in short is that I take full responsibility of the actions and repercussions against the actions of an employee that was here with us, with our company, Don Rhodes. However, I do not support the process or the methods that he was using with our customers. The way he was treating the customers, it was completely unbearable. And that is the reason why we terminated him. That's because our vision does not align at that point of time. See, if we were supporting him and if we believed in doing business like that, I'll be very honest with you, Don Rhodes will still be a part of this company. Because why not, right? He's trying to scam people, he's trying to manipulate them, he's trying to take money from them. We would have kept them, right? We would have kept employees like that. He's a good asset for a scammer company if somebody's running a business like that. But on the contrary, I want to apologize to you, Edward, and I it's not even about the money, to be very honest, Edward. It's not about the money. I'm only trying to clean up the mess that one of our employees did, and I feel that it's our obligation to do so. If we can't even do that, that's the very least of it, Edward. If we can't even be that honest to our jobs, to our obligations, then I don't believe in anything else. You know, what's there? What's left?
Yeah.
So that's all I wanted to say to you, Edward.
Yeah.
And I respect your decision. It's not about the money at all. If you tell me you do not want to proceed with this, I'm going to go ahead and process the refund right now. And you have this option, Edward, today, tomorrow, 1 month down the line. You always have this option available for you. All you got to do is tell us, and we will initiate with that. But at this point of time, Edward, I would like to ask you for one last chance, because I see that you're not dissatisfied with the work. And it's not writing team's fault. You know, all of those doings that Don Rhodes had with these clients, with you as well, nobody else is responsible or accountable for that. This was this one individual who was running his own operations here or whatnot, to be very honest. I'm very embarrassed about it, too. And all I'm asking for, I'm not asking you to trust me. I'm not going to tell you and brag about anything. I'm not trying to paint the perfect picture here for you. I know things have been messy, okay? I'm just talking as a human to another one. And all I'm trying to do is that avail this last chance so I don't have any regrets. If I fail, Edward, I promise you I'm not even going to wait for you to tell me something. I'm going to come up to you, and I'm going to tell you that, Edward, you know what? I was wrong. Here's your refund. Without any negotiation, without any discussion, I'm going to go ahead and proceed with a refund. No questions asked. That's the kind of a person I am.
Just one other thing was that I signed a contract for $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have emails from Don Rhodes saying, oh, your manuscript, we'll have it turned into a book in 2 months. And, I mean, they've had my manuscript since last November, and they've only done 13 chapters. So as far as that part of it goes, I'm very dissatisfied.
I understand.
It was constantly
that makes
dates
sense.
Given, dates passed. And at the rate they're going just now, it will be into next year before they even complete it.
No, that's not going to happen. See, as I told you, that
I'm telling you, based on
You're actually predicting it based on the current pace that we are at, right? But now that I'm closely monitoring the project, see to it, give it a month, and see where it goes. If it doesn't work out and if you still feel that it's going to take too long, you're still going to have an option for a full refund, you know, after a month too. All I'm asking for is a second chance, and I'm going to have a detailed meeting with your writing team or editing team, see what's going on with them, and get you an estimated time frame too. So I got that handled. I got that part covered. And since Don is no longer in the picture, I know that I'm confident that I will be able to manage this pretty well. All I need is just 1% leverage or benefit of doubt from your end, given the fact that you're talking for the first time. And I want to do this for you, Edward. I really want to do this for you. That's it.
Well, no, I mean, I just don't see any way forward, because I'm going to be questioning everything that I see based on, you know, like what's happened in the past. So,
it's good to ask questions. That's not a problem with
so,
me,
I mean,
you know?
Whether
and you
it's
can
Don
ask
Rhodes,
me all those questions. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, whether it's Don Rhodes or somebody else, I just couldn't trust anybody
and I'm not asking you to. I'm not asking you to. All I'm asking for is another week, and that's all. If it doesn't work out, if you do not see any improvement, you have all the reasons to pull out. I'm just asking you for this last chance, because I just want to see it through. I don't want to have any regrets that I did not invest in you, and just because of that, you went dissatisfied from us. That's the only issue. Money is not the issue. Nothing else matters at this point of time. Don Rhodes got what he deserved, and he's no longer with the company, and I'm really proud to say that, to be very honest. And let me just share something personal with you, Edward. I've been dealing with clients like this and cases like this of Don Rhodes for the past 1 month. So I know exactly what you're talking about. And it wasn't just you. He created a huge, huge mess. And that cannot be, I understand that it's very unreasonable for me to just ask you to turn a new page and expect that everything is going to be okay overnight. I know that for a fact that it doesn't work like that in any case whatsoever. All I'm asking for is some time, like a week or so. Let me have a meeting with the team. Let me provide you a deadline. If they're taking too long and if there's an issue with the work, we'll drop it. We'll pull the plug. And I'm going to come back and tell you that transparently. Okay?
Well, no, I'm not prepared to continue with this. I mean, I set a deadline of 5 p.m. Today. And if that's not met by today, then I'll contact the lawyers in the morning. So I'm not prepared to keep extending this for 1 week, 1 month, 1 year.
We're not going on one year. I understand what you're saying, Edward. All I'm asking for is a second chance. That is it. I hope you believe in second chances. Maybe there was a time in life when somebody gave you a second chance when you badly needed it. I'm only asking this to prove something to you. I'm not trying to waste your time. It's a win-win for you. Either you get a refund, either everything else is fixed for you. That's all I'm trying to do here. I'm not going to waste your time. I promise you that. If it doesn't work, I'm going to drop it.
I just want a full refund by the end of today, please.
Okay. All right. I'll respect what you're saying. And one more thing. I am putting forward your request to initiate a complete refund, but Edward, you need to make sure that there are no disputes from your end at this point of time. See, dispute comes in or third party comes in when the company refuses to provide the refund, and we're not doing that with you. If we were scammers, we would have done that for sure. But I'm telling you this on a recorded medium that I'm going to go ahead and initiate this refund, and then we can part ways. But I really wish that you would give me this chance because it's highly demotivating for me right now because I'm going all in here, Edward. Come on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the only thing I'll do is consider somewhere down the road for like one of my other books. But at this point in time, you know, I have a very sour taste in my mouth and I'm totally disappointed in the service that I received, and so you know, for me right now, it's better just to part ways. Hope you understand where I'm coming from as well.
I do somewhat understand, Edward, but you're judging the entire book by its cover at this point of time, and that cover was Don Rhodes, which is torn out of the company a long time ago. We are trying to fix our mistakes, but at this point of time, the way you're making me feel and sound, it's just that no matter how hard you try to fix things, no matter how extra mile you want to go for, no matter how good intentions you have in fixing something, there are no second chances for people, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the sad part, to be very honest. And it's making me very, very, very demotivated. Anyhow, I'm not going to take a lot of your time, Edward. You've made up your mind. You don't believe in second chances. And there's nothing I can do to change your mind, even if it means that giving you something free of cost entirely. That's not even going to matter to you at this point of time. So I say, let's call it a day. I'm going to have the refund initiated today. You just got to be patient because we are refunding you through a merchant, a third-party payment gateway. It might take 10 to 12 working days for it to reflect into your account, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you
and
so much.
It'll go into my Visa account.
Yeah, it's going to go back via the original payment method, whatever you used to pay those amounts. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, Edward, thank you so much for your time. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.